Okay, welcome everyone. So most of today's session will be about filtering. So what I did here is I set up a very basic preset, which really sounds like the initSAR preset you get when you instantiate Surge XT. And for this purpose, I'm going to be holding a chord indefinitely, thanks to Reaper. This is, of course, the sawtooth. I'm going to start by selecting a filter type.
Envelope controls, scene A, MPG, filter controls, jog wobbishop. Scene A, wobbishopper, drive, left, right, slide, scene A, filter one, subtype, left, right, slider, not scene A, filter one, type, left, FX, and off, LP, 12 dB.
Okay, it's a 12 dB low pass filter. And I'm going to be sweeping this filter with an LFO, so I don't have to continuously manipulate its cutoff frequency. So I'm going to, I just set an LFO to do it for me. So I'm going to go to the LFO menu.
Envelope, LFO, FX control, LFO controls, LFO menu not checked. LFO type and display, sign. LF triangle square sock noise set envelope steps MS formula scene AC scene AC LFO one phase left right zip scene AC LFO one rate left right slider zip scene AC LFO one amplitude left right slider 0.00%.
I'm going to increase that amplitude.
0.14% 41.43 61.61% 63 91.92 100.00%.
Okay, so now you can hear this sweep. You can hear the frequencies being, the high frequencies being subtracted or attenuated by the filter, and it goes and comes. And now I'm going to change the filter settings.
Envelope filter controls, jog, wobbishop, jog, sound.
No, first thing I'll do is to show you a little thing. It's really important to understand that subtractive synthesis works on waveforms or signals where harmonics can be subtracted. So for example, if I change the oscillator type
mixer control, oscillator controls,
to a sine wave,
oscillator type, classic.
Oscillator type is sine.
Okay. What you hear now is just a volume control, because in a sine wave there's just one harmonic. So the filter doesn't have a lot to work with. So it's really important to understand that the filter can work on something that has a big deal of harmonics it can subtract. So let me go back to sawtooth.
Oscillator. Ooh. Oscillator type is window. Oscillator type is classic.
Okay. And back to the filter.
Mixer control, filter controls, jog, wobbishop. Scene A, wobbishopper, scene A, wobbishopper, drop, scene A, filter one, type, left, right, slider, LP, 12 dB, scene A, filter one, subtype, left, right, slide, scene A, filter one, cutoff, left, right, slider, 520.
So now we know that the LFO is moving the cutoff frequency, and now I'm going to increase the resonance of the filter.
Scene A, filter one, resonance, left, right, slider, 0.00, 0.1, 0.2, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 8.9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 19, 21, 21, 44, 49, 56, 70, 70, 70, 75.00.
So what you hear now is that the frequency, the cutoff frequency of the filter is being like emphasized by the resonance. And that's how you get this classic wah-wah or sweep effect, where you can actually listen to the harmonics as if they were notes. As a matter of fact, if you take the resonance higher, the filter will start acting as an oscillator. Okay.
73.21%.
Now, another thing that's interesting is the key track. For the moment, there's no key track. It is set to, haven't heard it. Yeah, it is set to 0%. And that means that all notes are being filtered with the same frequency. Now, if I increase that, I'm going to set that to 100%. Each note will have its own frequency according to the note that is being played. And it's going to change.
100.00%.
So it will be more obvious if I take the resonance higher. I think it would be interesting to slow down the LFO.
LFO controls,
so that you understand what's happening here.
LFO type and display,
I thought the key tracking affected, you know, if you played a different note. As you play a different note, it sort of tweaks the cutoff.
Yeah, it's a chord, but it gives a very, very interesting effect.
Noise not checked, sample and form, envelope not checked, step sequencer, MSET not checked, zip formula not checked, scene AC, LFO, scene AC, scene AC, LFO, one rig left right slot, 0.02100.0000.0000.0000.0000.0000.0000.0000.0000.0000.0000.0000.0000.0000.0000.0000.0000.0000.0000.0000.0000.0000.0000.0000.0000.0000.0000.0000.0000.0000.0000.0000.0000.0000.0000.0000.0000.0000.0000.0000.0000.0000.0000.0000.0000.0000.0000.0000.0000.0000.0000.0000.0000.0000.0000.0000.0000.0000.0000.0000.0000.0000.0000.0000.0000.0000.0000.0000.0000.0000.0000.0000.0000.0000.0000.0000.0000.0000.0000.0000.0000.0000.0000.0000.0000.0000.0000.0000.0000.0000.0000.0000.0000.0000.0000.0000.0000.0000.0000.0000.0000.0000.0000.0000.0000.0000.0000.0000.0000.0000.0000.0000.0000.0000.0000.0000.0000.0000.0000.0000.0000.0000.0000.0000.0000.0000.0000.0
Now, it's hard to explain. But you can hear that the chord, you can hear the filter sweep as a chord, which is derived from the chord which is being played. I don't know if I'm clear enough. That's because of the key track.
I sort of half get the idea. I mean, I get the idea of key tracking, in it sort of, it tries to even out the filtering, depending. So the sort of the what you hear is similar when you play a high pitched note compared to a low pitched note.
Well, let me demonstrate it another way. I'm going to mute the LFO.
Modulation list, sort list by filter list by dot dot. Source, scene, clear scene, LFO 1 at mute, scene, LFO 1 at the A, filter depth, scene, LFO 1 at the A, filter 1 cutoff, left, right slider, plus 4,134.65.
Okay. Now, back to the filter.
Shrink right edge of items, bar 3, beat 4, 6.
Oh, yeah, I know why it's doing that. I have to turn off modulation overlay.
Modulators, open modulation overview.
And
FX, LFO, envelope, filter controls, jog, wavishup, jog, scene, A, wavishup, or drive, scene, A, filter 1, subtype, scene, A, filter 1, resonance, left, right, slide, scene, A, filter 1, cutoff.
Okay, so if I sweep the frequency very slowly here, like I take one note. This is harmonic one, like it's the note itself. Then you get to harmonic two. And harmonic three. And four, 5, and so on. Let me go back to harmonic 2, or maybe 3. Okay, this is harmonic 3. And because there's key tracking on, if I play one octave higher, the filter will also go one octave higher. And so the filter frequency will kind of follow the note I'm playing. If I now set key track to zero.
Scene A filter one fed mod amount. Scene A filter one key track left right 96 dB. -50, -50, -30, -20, 0.00%.
Oh, I was lucky. So I have a frequency here. And you can hear that the frequency is the same for all notes. And so if I sweep the frequency.
Scene A filter one resonance left right. Scene A filter one cutoff left right slide.
And play a chord. The filter is not playing chords anymore. It's just one single frequency. Is that a little clearer?
It is. Mm-hmm. I think I need to go away and think about that a bit and experiment, but I wouldn't linger on it anymore.
All right. So shall we go through the filter types a little bit, maybe?
Mm.
All right. So I'll turn the LFO back on.
Modulation list. Filter. Source. Clear scene. Unmute scene. LFO. Depth scene. LFO. 1 to A. Filter. 1. Cutoff. Left. Right. Slider. Plus 3000.
Put that chord back.
Play. Modulators. Open.
It's quite calming. Having this in the background all the time. It's quite nice.
Well. Oh, you like it or?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Good.
It's the most mellow demo we've had.
Okay. So we'll change filter type. Now I'm going to tame the resonance a bit.
Scene A wobbish upper type left. Scene A filter one type left. Scene A filter one subtype left right slider. Snap. Scene A filter one cutoff left right. Scene A 86. 60.7 58 51.79%.
Okay, that's an average resonance.
Scene A filter one cutoff four. Scene A filter one subtype left right slider standard.
So you have types and subtypes. Subtypes are kind of subtle variations of one type. So we can go through them a little bit. I'd like to maybe accelerate the LFO a little bit because it's a bit boring as it is, I think.
Mixer control, oscillator, global concert, synth, global, mid, fill, envelope, LFO controls, LFO type, scene, scene, FX controls, FX slides, LFO, scene, scene, LFO, one sustain left, scene, 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 LFO, one trigger mode, heat, scene, scene, LFO, one amplitude left, right, scene, scene, LFO, one phase left, scene, scene, LFO, one rate left, 0.0000 0.186 Hz, 0.0226 Hz.
Okay, that's good.
Envelope, filter control, mixer controls, scene as one level left right slot, filter controls.
So, on this type, let's go through the subtypes.
Scene A filter one type left right slider, LP, scene A filter one subtype left right slider, standard.
Standard.
Driven.
Driven. Yeah, it changes a bit.
Clean.
Clean. So that seems to change something on the resonance.
CNA filter one resonance left right slider 50.89.
So if I increase the resonance here.
63.64 70 72 and 92.99990.
Yeah, I get a nice sweep effect.
89.83.04%. 81.80.36.
Okay. So let's explore the other types. There's a lot to do.
CNA filter one subtype left right slider. CNA filter one type. Off. LP24DP.
Ah.
Scene A filter one subtype left right. Scene A filter one. Scene A filter one cutoff left right slide. Scene A 79.69.67.60.62.58.
A little less resonance. So that's 24 dBs per octave. We have subtypes two here.
Scene A filter one cutoff left right. Scene A filter one subtype left right slider. Standard.
Standard.
Driven.
Driven.
Clean.
Clean. Well, it's about the same.
Standard. CNA filter one type left right slider LP24DB.
Okay, what do we have next?
LP12DB. LP20 LP Legacy Ladder.
Now that's one of my favorites.
Why is it a favorite? What do you like?
Well, I don't know. I seem to like it with low resonance. It gets the nice analog effect. That's the one I used for the Yo Mama brass sound with less resonance. And okay, these are all low pass filters.
LP Vintage Ladder.
Okay, vintage. I suspect this is like the. This wants to emulate the Mini Moog filter.
CNA filter one subtype.
But they're not allowed to say. And you can notice a volume loss here.
Type 1 compensated.
Compensated is louder.
Type 2. Type 2 compensated.
Okay. Subtle differences, as I was saying.
Type 1. CNA filter 1 type left right slide.
And let's go.
LPK35.
That's a different one.
LP diode ladder.
Still low pass filters, but with different characteristics.
LPOB-XD12DB. LPOB-XD24DB.
I find this one's quite useful if you've got quite a gritty or distorted, or want to add distortion later on. It seems to bring out the worst in a patch in a good way.
Which one?
That OBX, was it OBX?
Oh, right, yeah.
LPOB-XD24DB.
Yeah, uh-huh. It's got a kind of like gritty sound, and when you start adding on distortion later on, it seems to work quite well.
CNA filter 1 subtype left right slider 24dB, 6dB, 12dB, 18dB, 24dB.
As you can see, subtypes are different on each type, right?
Play. LP cutoff 1.
Oh. So this is a weird one. How is it called?
LP cutoff warp.
Warp.
Play. Subtype left right slider 1 stage 10, 2 stages 10. Three stages 10. Four stages 10.
That's fun.
1 stage soft clip. 2 stages soft clip. 3 stages soft clip. Four stages soft clip. One stage OJD.
Gosh.
Two stages OJD. Three stages OJD. Four stages OJD. CNA filter 1 cutoff. CNA filter 1 resonance left right slot.
Now, let me play with the resonance a bit on this one.
58, 77.6, 77, 91.0.
Okay, and no resonance.
4.4, 2.6, 0.00%.
Wow.
Oh, that's nice.
0.32, 49.11%.
All right.
CNA filter 1 subtype left right slider 4 stages. CNA filter 1.
Next one.
LP red warp. CNA filter 1 cutoff left right slider. CNA filter 50.81.282.92.86%. CNA filter 1.
LP res warp.
427.92 HD. CNA filter 1 subtype left right slider 1 2 stages 10. 3 stages 10. 4 stages 10. Soft clip, 3 stages, 4 stages soft clip.
There's definitely a lot to play with on this synth.
1 stage 10. 2 stages, 10, 3 stages, 4 stages, 10.
All right. Next one.
CNA filter 1, BP 12 dB. CNA filter 1, cutoff left right, CNA 91, 80.3678.
Okay, now
67.86%.
We're going to another category of filters, which is bandpass filters. Now, if you listen carefully, you'll notice that it's not only the high frequencies that get subtracted, but it's also the low frequencies, which means that, in fact, it's like a peak equalizer. The center frequency will kind of emphasize its frequency, but will also remove frequencies around.
Play. Stop.
Is it low pass? Is it bandpass or high pass?
CNA filter 1 cutoff left. CNA filter 1 type left right slider. BP 12 dB.
BP. It says BP, huh?
Yeah, bandpass.
Play.
Okay. Next one.
BP 24 dB.
Yeah. Now you hear it very clearly. Like when it goes high, there's no more lows, and vice versa.
CNA filter one subtype left right slider.
Subtypes.
Driven. Clean.
Clean is always lower in volume. And less resonant too. So if you raise the resonance, you get
CNA filter 1 resonance left right slide of 68 99.1 99.97.32.
You get a very clean bandpass sweep.
CNA filter 1 cutoff left right slider.
Okay.
CNA filter 1 subtype left right slider. Clean. CNA filter 1 set mod amount left right slider. CNA 96.85 to 83. CNA filter 1 type left right slider. BP 24 dB. BPOB tag XP 12 dB. BP cutoff work.
Another one of these funny warps things. I like these.
CNA filter 1 cutoff. CNA filter 83.100.00%. CNA filter 1 cutoff left right slider. Full CNA filter 1. 2 stages 10. 3 stages 10.
You destroyed it.
CNA filter 1 resonance left right 99. 76. 75. 66. Point.
I'm not sure it's very musical.
CNA filter 1 subtype left right slider. Three, CNA filter.
Alright, next.
BP res warp. Stop.
What's this one?
BP res warp. Play.
Red warp.
CNA filter 1 resonance left right 66. 91.091. CNA filter 1 cutoff left right slider. CNA filter 1 4 stages left. CNA filter 1 resonance left right 90.77.
All right.
CNA filter 1 cutoff. CNA filter 1. CNA filter 1 type left right slider. HP 12 dB. Stop. BP HP 12 dB.
HP. Now we're going to the high passes.
Play.
Stop. So now what you notice is that it's the opposite of a low pass filter, which means that it will subtract the low frequencies only. High pass means that the highs pass, you know, and the lows don't pass.
Play.
So I'm not going to go through all the subtypes because they're kind of the same as before. Alright, 24 dBs.
Stop. HP K35.
K35.
HP OB at XP 12 dB. HP cutoff warp.
Warps again.
CNA filter 1 sub. CNA filter 4. CNA 2 stage 3 stages 10.
Huh.
Four digit count.
Wow.
C-May Wadikaper drive left right slider 0.0 C-May Wadikaper type left right slider up C-May Wadikaper drive left right C-May filter 1 type left right slider 8C red warp.
The red warp?
C-May filter 1 2 stages can 3 stages can C-May filter 1 type left right slider 8C red warp and 12DB.
Stop. Oh,
HP red warp and 12 dB.
Now, what is this one? Let me try and spell what we just got here.
Speed 81.2 and 12 dB and 12 dB HP and 12 dB blank. N. November space 1 2.
Oh, it's Nodge. It's a Nodge filter.
Yeah, Nodge. Yeah, Nodge filter.
Escape. Add FX. Track one. Surge XT. Remove. Add.
Oh, I'm lost.
Surge XT, mainframe, filter controls, CNA filter, right. Type left, right slider, and 12 dB.
So Nodge creates a hole in the frequency response.
Stop.
It's harder to hear, but it's quite interesting. I suppose that if you...
CNA filter one cutoff left, right. CNA filter 1 resonance left right slider 76.
If you raise the resonance here, what's going to happen?
77.00%. 99.11%. Stop.
Yeah, it's a bit like an EQ, which means that the hole gets narrower if you raise the resonance. The resonance, like, it's, you remember this discussion we had on the Ripple list about width and Q on an equalizer. It kind of demonstrates this with the Nodge filter. If you have a low resonance, it will sweep on the opposite way of a normal sweep. The hole will be sweeping. It's really hard to explain, especially in English for me. But
55,
I hope that makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense to me.
Okay, so we have subtypes too.
So it's the opposite of the band filter, whereas a band pass, yeah, is cutting off, exactly, the lows and the highs. The Nodge keeps the lows and the highs, and there's a bit in the middle missing.
Stop.
All right.
CNA filter 1 type left right slider and 12 dB and 24 dB.
And 24.
Play.
Stop. Yes, that's more noticeable.
Play. Stop. NOB-XD 12 dB play.
NOB OBX.
And cut off warp. CNA filter 1 sub type left right slider 1 stage can.
Doesn't like that.
It's like roaring to me.
Four stages off,
yeah,
to play. Three stages off, switch.
Just let me mute the LFO. I just want to do a little experiment here.
Modulation list, sort list by dot, filter, source, clear scene, mute scene, LFO 1 to A, depth scene, LFO 1 to A, filter 1, cutoff, left, modulators, open modulation overview.
Okay, this is still a sawtooth, but it came out totally differently with this warp Notch warp filter.
FX con- LFO envelope control filter con- mixer control filter con-
and
CNA Wavishupper type CNA Wavishupper drive left right CNA filter one type left right CNA filter one cutoff left right slider 400.178Z 400 1749.158.
This is changing the cutoff frequency of the filter.
2000 3600 3000 1500 1800 700 300 300 200 13 13.
All right, we're at minimum cutoff frequency.
45
Okay.
Modulation list. Sort list by dot dot. Filter select. Source. Clear scene. LF. Unmute scene. LF, depth scene. LFO. One to eight. Modulator. Play. Stop.
Right. Let's quickly go through the other filter types.
FX controls. LFO control. Envelope control. Filter controls. Jog. Wavishup. Jog. Scene. Wavishupper. Type left. Right.
The wave shaper is something we're going to have to talk about too, but it's really a weird thing. It's kind of controlled.
CNA Wavishupper drive
distortion.
CNA filter one type left right slider and cutoff warp. Play. And red warp.
So it's notch red warp.
Multi try dash pole.
Alright, multi try pole.
Play. CNA filter one sub low dash greater low dash greater low dash greater low comma first.
Oops.
CNA 49 153.65 Hz.
So plenty of subtypes here.
CNA filter 5 dash greater low dash greater high comma first. 5 dash greater high dash greater high comma first. Low dash greater low dash greater low comma second. Low dash greater high dash greater low comma second.
All right, it's another weird one.
CNA filter 1 type FX Alpus. Multi-stop.
Next one is called
FX Alpus. Play.
Alpus. Yeah, and the subtypes are
CNA filter one type left right slider
non or tripole.
Play. Stop. FX cutoff warp AP. Play. FX red warp AP. Stop. FX comb plus. Play.
Oh, all right. This one is a funny one. It's a comb filter and it's a delay line. So it really acts as a flanger.
Play. CNA filter one sub type left right stop. CNA filter one cut off left right slider 106 play. 100 300 367.
What does that mean? It's a comb filter. I understand sort of chorus effect or a flanger.
Well, it's just a delay line really. And even if you can hear it, if you play staccato notes. Oh no, you can't because the LFO is re-triggered. Okay, mute LFO again.
Modulation, filter select, source, clear scene, mute scene, LFO 1 to depth scene, LFO 1 to A, modulators, LF arm select, LFO 4 modulator, FX, LFO control, envelope, filter controls, jog, wav. CNA filter one subtype left right CNA filter one cutoff left right slider.
Okay, cutoff frequency. If I turn it down.
23.51 Hz.
And turn resonance up.
89.29 91 100.00%.
It's really like a delay line effect.
23.100 100. 42.
But that's what a comb filter is.
CNA filter one subtype left right.
And there is
100% wet. 50% wet. 150% wet. 100% wet.
That's 100% wet or 50% wet. I don't know what that is. It probably mixes the direct signal in different ways.
FX comb dash.
Comb dash is comb minus. So it's a delay line with out-of-phase feedback.
100% wet.
Oops.
CNA filter one cutoff left 45.
All right.
Scene A filter one subtype left right flip. Scene A filter one type left right slider. FX cone.
Okay.
FX sample and hold.
Ha! Sample and hold.
Scene A filter one cutoff left right slider. 200, 300. 25,087.
I think it, you know, it takes the bits of the signal and it kind of puts them at random.
Scene A filter one subtype left right slider none blank.
And
yeah, that's a sort I've not one. Looked at yet.
And what else do we have?
Off.
So that's it, Chris. I think I've spent most of half the time of our session. So I hope that was interesting. Just a quick thing I want to say that you get two of these, okay? So you can do all kind of combinations between two filters. So all the possibilities I've demonstrated, you can multiply by two and have them in series or parallel, which gives you a lot of filtering possibilities. And you can do things like voils and things like that. And maybe it will be something for another session.
Okay, shall I do some talking? Hello?
Yes?
Yeah. It's just easing off. It's just started to rain here. And you can hear
I thought it was your noise generator.
No, it is. It's called
conservatory roof. I really thought it was.
No, unfortunately, it's raining and it pitter-patters, and I picked that up, I'm afraid. Okay.
Did we get questions?
Oh, that's a good point. Does anyone have any questions? Just pipe up if you've got questions. Nothing's come through in chat.
Okay.
I think we've only got Dega, Harry and Visa. So, okay. Let me go to my... Right. Right, you can't hear my... Can you hear my screen reader at the moment?
No.
Let me... I changed it so I didn't interrupt you.
Unsaved project Reaper v6.6.
Okay, hopefully
now I
3 surge.
Yeah, you can hear that.
Now
yeah.
We do.
Excellent. Okay, so let me go into my surge.
FX property page patch selector init sog surge synth.
And at the moment, it's not playing anything.
Unsaved project 4 vibe 3 surge XT.
Because it's not armed. That's
all right.
Okay, now what I want to try and do
property surge synth control
is take some of those that stuff you were talking about with your filters and see if we can use it. And I want to use it with the white noise generator, which isn't something we've touched on yet. So I've just done my initial patch, and I want to go to the mixer section.
Global control oscillator mixer controls grouping.
And I'm going
scene
to
scene AOSC one. Scene AOSC 1 mute toggle.
I'm going to mute oscillator 1. So if I hit my keys, nothing happens. But if I go to the very end, I'll find a signal, a noise generator. And the way I'm going to go to the end is by actually going to the beginning of the next section.
Filter controls grouping.
And then shift tab.
Mixer control. Scene A noise sol. Scene A noise level slider 0.00 dB.
So here's my noise generator.
Scene A noise mute checkbox check toggle.
Which by default is muted, so I'll hit enter on that. And it's no longer muted, but I'm just going to turn the volume down a bit.
New value edit dash minus 6.
Even that's still a bit loud.
New value edit dash minus 9. Minus 9.
So we've got lots of nice white noise coming along, but it's completely unfiltered at the moment. So if we go and apply a filter.
Filter controls grouping. Scene A wave shaper drives. Scene A filter one subtype slider. Scene A filter one types.
And we'll just go for a low pass.
LP12 dB. LP24 dB.
And straight away, we've got a much more tolerable sound.
Scene A filter 1 subtype. Scene A filter 1 cutoff slider 500.
But I want to see if I get a nice sort of sweeping sound, a kind of sound, which we could perhaps use as a sort of a riser in a piece of music. So I want to modulate the cutoff frequency. Now I want the lowest kind of sound to be a bit, actually I'm going to go all the way down. I'm just going to press end.
13.75 hertz.
So if I'm pressing play end, I can hear nothing because my low pass filter is at 13 hertz. So nothing's getting through. But if I do set some modulation up.
Surge XT window. Filter 1, edit value, reset filter, add modulation from collapsed, surge, voice LFOS, surge X, voice LFO1.
So I'm going to modulate with voice LFO1.
FX, track 3, surge, 0.00 hertz.
So it's 0 hertz at the moment, so let's set it up to 4,000. Here comes the rain.
4,000.
Someone
filter controls.
That might work. So we can hear the filter, the low pass filter is now, the cutoff frequency is being oscillated by voice one LFO. And that sounds to me like it's a sort of sine wave going up and down, up and down. Let's just go to that LFO. Now, JP, when you started your demo, you seemed to go straight to the LFO and it was the correct one.
Oh,
if
that's...
I go to the LFO. Was that luck? Or
no, no, that's
if
what
I go to.
That's because I set the preset like this before.
Okay. Right. Okay, so I need to go and select my LFO.
Yes, you do. Well, it may be the one selected by default.
I won't risk it. I'll just go through the standard route.
Sort list
so
by
the my standard
grouping
route.
0.0.
Just press Alt M, then press Escape to get out of that modulation.
Modulators.
Window. And then press Shift Tab quite a few times.
Target R, LFO, target arm button, select button, LFO1 modulator.
So I'm on the LFO1 button. If I press Tab one more,
select button,
select
LFO controls grouping.
Okay.
Scene A LFO1 rate 1 Hz adjust.
So it is at 1 Hz, and if I was to up this to 8.
New value at 8 unselect 8.
So I'm in the right LFO there. But I don't actually want a sine wave, I just want a nice rise and fall, which is very much like an ADSR type thing.
LFO to MSEG radio.
Sine wave is good, if you slow it down a bit.
Yeah, I just want a one-off, I don't want it ever to repeat.
Okay.
So I want to go to the...
Envelope radio button not checked.
So I'm going to... Not make mine, I want to change this LFO, not away from being an LFO, I want it to be an envelope.
Envelope active.
And so it says I hit enter and I know it's there because it says it's active.
Steps MSEG formula radio button not checked.
Now if I go forward.
Scene A LFO1 deform slide. Scene A LFO1 unipolar check. Scene A LFO1 delay slider. Scene A LFO1 attack slider 0.000s adjust.
So it's got 0 seconds attack at the moment, which isn't very useful. But if I set that to
new value edit select 4 seconds. 4 LFO.
And then I want it to
Scene A LFO1 decay slider 1.00s new
also,
value edit.
We'll also go down for 4 seconds.
4 LFO. Scene A LFO1 sustain 100.00.
And we'll go down to 0 sustain.
0.00%.
By pressing end. Now if I press a key. There you go, we've got 4 seconds of rise and 4 seconds of decay. I think quite a lot of it is you can't really hear very much because it's the cutoff is so low. But that gives us the basic. I'm going to go back now to my filter.
Envelope filter controls grouping.
Let's see if I can tweak that a little bit, make it a little bit more interesting.
Scene A filter 1 type slider LP24. Scene A filter 1 cutoff slider 13.7.
I'm going to change that to about 100.
New value 1.
See if we can 100. Get more. That sounds nicer. And also, if we add a bit of resonance.
Scene A filter 1 resonance slider 0. New value edits.
Okay, about a value of about 40.
Filter control.
That gives us that extra swish kind of sound, which is a bit more fun. So if I was doing a riser, that's a fairly easy way then to do it. And also, you could make, when I was in the LFO section, I was setting it to 4 seconds. You could do that in tempo. What's it called? Tempo matched, where you can set it in terms of number of beats or number of bars or whole notes. So it's much easier to sync it with musically. So would you add anything else to a simple riser, JP, or is that?
No, it would be interesting to show that maybe if you set the attack time to zero, you get the percussive thing.
Okay, let's do that.
Envelope controls group, LFO controls group, LFO type group, scene A LFO 1 trigger mode group. Scene A LFO 1 hold slider 0 point. Scene A LFO 1 attack slider 4.000.
So you go down to 0.
0.00.
Which is quite fun.
Yeah, and if you, of course, if you lower the decay, you can get.
Scene A LFO. Scene A LFO 1 decay slider 4.0. New value edits
0.2 seconds.
0.
Right. That's what I wanted to hear.
Yeah, you could overlay that with a saw wave or a sine wave, which is having its pitch descending as well, couldn't you? And have a nice sort of laser.
Right.
Laser fire. So the next thing I was going to do is how to set up a little bit of sort of a wind effect. So that we can, as if the wind is howling outside, go quite well with my rain, perhaps. So I want to change this LFO so that it's, let me think, I've got to think what I need to do. I need to change it away from being an envelope. So I'm going to change it back to having a sustain value.
Scene A LFO 1 sustain slider 0, 100.0. Scene A LFO.
Like this.
Scene A LFO 1 amplitude slider 100. Scene A LFO 1 rate slider 8. LFO type and display grouping. MSEG step sequence. Envelope active. Sample and hold. Noise radio button not checked. Noise active.
Oh, is this going to work? Well, it's sort of doing what I want, but just a little bit too quickly.
Sample, envelope, step sequencer, MSEG, formula radio, scene A LFO 1 rate slider 8.000, new value edit selected
0.25, so.
0.
So I'm pressing a key at the moment, and I think my frequency is too low. I think I need to go back to my filter.
Envelope controls, filter control. Scene A filter 1 subtypes. Scene A filter 1 cutoff slider 100.100 354.59 hertz.
Which is quite a nice.
So one thing you could do here is to play a chord, a rather wide chord with all right, now you get, you don't have key track, right? Your key track is set to zero. So you,
yes, that's yes, true.
So try setting the key track to maximum.
Scene A filter 1 resonance, scene A filter 1 FEG mod amount slider 0, scene A filter 1 key track 100.00%.
That's quite simple. That sounds really blizzard conditions.
Oh, that's because you're not using a scene LFO, you're using a voice LFO, so each note is going its own way. It's not doing what what I was expecting.
Okay, I can change that. I just want to show what happens if I do change the resonance. So that's the
scene A filter 1 FEG mod. Scene A filter 1 resonance slider 40.00% adjust. 62.6669.46.
And I think there's other things you can do to improve that. I think you can change the LFO. And the main thing that I want to try and highlight here is I'm using the white noise LFO, which is basically a smooth but random variation of the signal, which is quite useful in this scenario and may be useful in other cases to have a smoothly varying, which is distinct from the S&H, which is a sort of sample and hold, where it chooses a random value and holds it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I wanted to try and show here. And there was one other thing I wanted to try and do. You can change the resonance, make it go more resonant the higher the... Let me see. I can't remember how I did it. I was practicing this last night and I made it so the resonance was higher as it got to a higher cutoff frequency.
Well, if you modulate the resonance, if you modulate resonance with the same LFO, that's what you'll get.
Yes, that's what I think I did.
Scene A filter 1 cutoff, scene A filter 1 resonance slider 69.46,
so let's reduce this a bit.
33.7. Surge X, filter 1 res, edit value, add module, assigned, add module, surge, voice LFOS collapsed. Macros collapsed, ooh. Voice LFOS collapsed.
Oh, I only can do that with a scene LFO.
Macros collapsed, voice LFOS collapsed, scene LFOS collapsed.
Have I?
Voice LFOS collapsed. Surge XT win, surge X, voice LFO 1.
Have I got that right? Is that a scene LFO?
Voice LFO 1.
No, it's not.
FX, 0.00%.
And let's do that by 30%.
30.
That's that effect. And I was going to do then, I was going to show a bandpass sweep as well. So I'm actually going to, because that gives it quite a nice effect.
Scene A filter 1 cutoff slider 854 points.
So let me go back to the LFO.
Envelope control, LFO control, LFO type grouping. Triangle, square, sawtooth, noise, sample and hold, envelope radio, envelope active.
So back to being an envelope. With nothing, so let's change its profile.
Scene A LFO 1 deform slider, scene A LFO 1 unipolar, scene A LFO 1 delay slider, scene A LFO new value 4
seconds.
Scene A LFO 1 hold 0 point, scene A LFO new value edit 4
seconds.
Scene A LFO 1 decay 4.00, scene A LFO 1 release forever adjust. Scene A. Scene A LFO 1 sustain 100, 0.0. Scene A LFO 1 decay slider 4. Scene A LFO 1 holds. Scene A LFO 1 attack slider 4.000 S adjust.
Oh, I got a hold there.
Scene A LFO 1 delay slide. Scene A LFO 1 attack slide. Scene A LFO 1 hold slider 0.000 S adjust. Scene A LFO 1 decay slider 4.0.
Okay, I think the cutoff is peaking out, is maxing out. Let's go back to my filters, which is where I'm
envelope control filter controls group. Scene A filter 1 subtype slider. Scene A filter 1 cutoff slider 854.
So let's go with
13.7.
Let's make that go back down to a nice low value.
Surge XT filter edit reset modulation from ENV1 by plus 4573.99 hertz.
It's probably going to behave a bit more normally now. That's pretty much where I was before. So let's go and look at the bandpass filters.
FX, scene A filter 1 type slider LP 24 dB. Surge XT window.
So I just did shift F10 on that.
Filter off. Lopus, bandpass collapse. Surge XT 24 dB.
Now I'll try that. And that gives another sort of feel to the sound, which I think is quite good.
FX,
similarly,
track 3.
Similarly useful for risers and such.
Yeah.
Right.
2057.
So that's more or less what I wanted to show on white noises and filters and such. Have you got any other suggestions for what can be demonstrated there?
I thought you wanted to show what could be done as an audio effect, using Surge as an audio effect.
I haven't got the time at the moment. Oh, there is something I did want to show. I think I was going to leave that for a separate session. That sort of as a backup. But there is an extra effect I think actually was quite useful, which I came across yesterday. So let's go and add an effect. I'm going to change that back to a low-pass filter.
Scene A filter 1 type slider BP20. Scene A wave shaper drop. Scene A filter. Surge XT. Filter off. Lopus collapse. Surge legacy lat 24 dB.
Okay, let's do that.
FX. Scene A filter 1 cutoff slider 15 points. New value.
Let's change that to 100. Okay, let's stick with that sound. Now let's go to my effects section.
Envelope control, LFO, FX controls grouping, FX.
I'm just going to go to the global
FX,
one.
Global FX 3, global FX 1.
And shift F10 on this.
Surge XT window.
And arrow down.
Exciter, graphic, resonator, distortion, chow collapsed.
Do I want resonate? No.
Distortion, neuron, tape collapse, wave shape, mangling, combulator, frequency, nimbus, ring modulator collapsed.
Ring modulation.
Surge XT crusher. Poisonous, init.
Let's go to the init value.
Loaded FX preset init.
I'm not sure what the others do.
FX, global, FX type button ring mod in global F.
So a ring modulator is really another type of modulator. And
FXG1 shape slider wave 1, TX1.
So
adjust.
I'm going to change that.
Wave 28. Wave 2. Wave 3. Wave 2.
Wave 2.
FXG1 frequency slider 261 points.
So it's oscillating at the moment at 261. I'm going to change that.
New value edit selected to 1
unsub. 12.
12. FXG1 unison detune slider 20.0.
Let's see what that sounds like. So basically my volume is being modulated there by an extra LFO of sort of oscillating at 12 hertz, and
FXG1,
you can shape it. There's some sort of shaping you can do.
FXG1 forward bias slider 30.00%,
which sort of gives it a slight different a feel.
93.39%.
So it gives it a nice different feel.
90.77 FXG1 unison voices. FXG1 linear region slider 70.0.
No idea what this one does.
7.90 46.43%. FXG1 low cut slider 13.
But there's a there's an effect there which I only discovered yesterday, but has that interesting ability there to add an extra sort of wobble or shimmer possibly to an effect. And that could be quite musical. It's kind of like a really fast gator.
I haven't explored that for a modulator. FXG. It seems to have
FXG1 unison voices 1 voice. FXG1 unison detunes. FXG1 frequency slider 12.818.
Okay, goes down to 8. Which is quite good. You could use that as a gate, change that. If you had a more musical sound, that might be quite an interesting effect.
How slow can you get?
That's 8. It goes down to 8. That's my minimum.
FXG1 frequency 8.18 hertz.
Or you can go up to
12,543.
Yeah.
so just pressing home and end on there gives you the minimum and maximum. And JP, did you know if you press delete, you go to the default value?
No.
FXG1 frequency.
I don't even know how you enter numerical values to your settings. How do you do that?
Okay, so I just hit. I'm on this one at the moment.
FXG1 frequency 261.6.
So I can hit enter.
New value edit selected 261.
All right. Yeah, and type 8,000.
8,000. FX controls group. FXG1 frequency 8,000.00.
There you go, an 8,000.
Okay, that's a discovery.
And if I press delete.
FXG1 frequency 261.63 hertz adjust.
261, which sounds like some magical value like C3 or something. Yes, but that's its default value. So quite often, for example, pitch will have a zero offset. So you can set, if you're playing around with pitch, or if you were playing around with your resonance and you wanted it to go to zero, you could either just press end or home or delete to go back to sort of the extremes or back to a default value.
Right.
Or enter, press enter on a numeric value and you can type it in.
That's very interesting.
That's about it, I think. Yeah.
I wonder why your noise was stereo, you know, instead of hearing it in the middle of the headphones. I could hear it on the right and left at the same time. I don't know what caused that.
It's going through the filters, both filters.
Or is it?
Envelope controls, LFO, FX control, LFO, filter, mixer controls, CNAS1 mute not checked. Filter controls, jock mix, CNA ring modulation, CNA noise level left right, CNA noise mute checked.
Oh, same for me. Oh, that's funny. It sounds like there are two noise generators. Oh. Could be because of the filter. Let me just.
Oscillator controls, mixer controls, CNA OS 1 level left right slider, 0.0 oscillator, global controls, character, mute, CNA link resonance, CNA filter,
is it on wide or something?
CNA high pass left right slider, 6.88 Hz, CNA filter balance left right slider, 0, CNA filter configuration, wide check.
Yeah, some wide.
Okay. Oh yeah, that's another discovery.
So what's it on now?
Ring, stereo check.
Stereo. Wide means that if you're using unison on oscillators, it will like spread in the stereo field, and so does the noise. I didn't know that was the case.
Dual two checked. Dual one checked.
And that's where you set your filter, you know, being in series or parallel, and stereo probably means that one filter is on the left channel, like one is on the left and two is on right. And that's also interesting.
Yeah, there is a description. I don't know if it's managed to get into the Surge manual yet, but visually there's a diagram. When you're changing the value you're on at the moment, a diagram gets displayed showing the configuration of the filters. Mm-hmm. But obviously a diagram isn't useful for us. So someone wrote out a description of each configuration and mm-hmm. they said they would add it to the manual, but I don't know if it's managed to get in there yet. But I do have that. I copied all the text myself. So
oh, that will be helpful.
I'll see if I can send that through. Mm. Okay, any questions for anyone? It's been very quiet today.
Yeah, I think there was a thing a few minutes ago where you were saying that you had the percussive wind thing, you're going choo, and you said you could add a tone to, you know, to kind of make it a bit more, you know, kind of
laser-like.
Yeah. I wonder, is there a way that you can have the tone play first and then the percussive thing, almost like a bomb's going off or something?
You could, because there's the envelope has a delay feature. So the profile of the envelope, it's got an attack, it's got a hold, and then a decay to a sustain and a release. But in front of all of that, there's a delay. So for the envelope, which I was adjusting to control the white noise, if you put on a delay of 0.25 of a second, quarter of a second, that would allow your do sound to play, and do psh, do psh.
Yeah, but you would have to use two scenes, I guess, because otherwise, because everything is going through the same filter, or you could route noise to filter two and oscillator to filter one and do everything in the same scene. But
yes,
because the envelope applies to the filter, you would have to be careful with that.
Yes.
But it's doable.
Nice.
Yes, having two scenes might be slightly less fiddly sort of thing, or fiddly in a different way perhaps. But
yeah, actually, okay. two scenes are great. I mean, two scenes really allow you to have two different sounds layered together, as if it was really two synthesizer with a totally different patch, but it's within the same patch. It hasn't really been explored yet, but there's a lot.
Yeah, I guess that's how you make pads, isn't it? With like two scenes and yeah.
Yeah, but you can. Well, you can do great pads with one scene already.
Oh, can you? Wow, okay.
Yeah, if you're using, you know, three oscillators with unison and the right filter settings, you can do incredible pads.
Mm. Yes, if you set octaves, you know, one oscillator in the center, another oscillator an octave higher, another one an octave lower, as JP says, use the unison, apply a low pass filter with a sort of a slight variation in the cutoff frequency, you can get some nice, very nice pads. Right, I think we're done.
Yeah,